This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
As Madonna to start us off, Vogue here at Classic Hits, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock at
what
this Tuesday.
An awful start to the day. Oh, you are an you're absolutely unbearable.
Wait a second. Don't pin it on me, right? It was you guys
dear
that did it. I was
dear
amazed to
I did
walk
nothing
back in.
I did nothing.
Well, it was here when I got here this morning.
Well,
somebody had to do it.
It wasn't here when I was leaving yesterday.
I was about
yesterday
to say to you, I love what you've done with the place.
Somebody, some jackass, has come in and you want to see the state of the place. Not only is there a Christmas tree in the corner of the studio. No, not of the building. Grand. Okay, granted, that has to happen, right? In the lobby, or whatever you call it.
The lobby? Ooh, yeah, the lobby. I didn't know we had a lobby.
You be high, I'll wash your lobby down now in a second. But there's in right next, like right next to my chair. And there's a feckin' Santy and a snowman. There's tinsel wrapped around the microphone stands. It's obscene. It's obscene, so it
so
is.
So who's responsible then?
I came in
this morning and thought, oh my God, the lads have been busy. And you know something? There's already been a Christmas song on.
Has there?
Yeah, earlier on when I came in, there was Bloomin' Shakin' Stevens playing.
Well, now I'm going to say something I really will regret. I'm so glad I don't listen to this show.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you went to, somebody's gone all Christmassy.
So it's obviously Eve. There's a woman that works here called Aoife.
What did that happen yesterday?
Huh?
Did it not happen yesterday?
After I left, maybe. It definitely wasn't going on when I was still here. It must have been a later in the evening thing.
Oh my
maybe
God.
The boiling crew or...
Somebody has just... Antoinette's just pointed out that apparently it was Aoife, Helena and Aisling...
There you go.
...who were doing it.
There you go. The terrible trio of cheer.
And apparently Damien was delighted.
Of course Damien was
I'd
delighted.
I'd say they bribed him with a thing of spuddies, I'd say.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Oh, sure, he doesn't
keep him quiet.
There you go, Damien. Oh, you look at that now. It's lovely and cosy. Just cosy. Like, yeah. Oh, I tell you, it feels like spuddies on the outside.
Anyway, so yeah, it's happened. It's happened. The studio's been Christmified.
Dear, oh dear.
Oh my dear.
It's horrific, isn't it? They even wrote Merry Christmas on the whiteboard. We need that. Sorry, you have to rub that off. We need that for... No,
right.
How did they do that? That was a permanent marker with something else. We
anyway,
couldn't use it. Up Mayo was written on that since August.
While BJ gets used to his new surroundings, if you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. By the way, thank you for all the belated happy birthdays. You're very kind. It was a queer few days. I'm a bit shook, but I'll be back into it.
He walked in like someone shot him in the arse, I tell you. Whatever he was doing, it must have been a rough old weekend, I'd say.
It was, it's those five-day weekends are very good, you know.
Yeah, it's great the way, even when he said very good, his voice started to tremble and crack.
Oh my, I'm shook.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Here's the Bee Gees, Staying Alive here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, 16 minutes past 6 o'clock. By the way, can I just point out, no pressure, we're about to do the birthdays, right? No pressure on you, but the Lily White has been on.
Yes.
And he's saying, there's a pain in my... Oh, this morning, that will go down in the annals of all human history. I'll need mucho coffee and a solid 9 out of 10 performance from ye lads.
Oh, wow, well, okay.
Don't let me down.
Bit of pressure there.
My God.
We'll do what we can for you, Mr. Lily White.
The Lily White is having a bad day.
He is, isn't he? And it's only...
Bad day.
It's only just gone a quarter past 6. Good Lord.
Yeah, we don't... that could go anywhere. Anyway, right, listen, let's get stuck into the birthdays. This is what I have you this morning, right? I'm going to start with Eamon Holmes.
Eamon Holmes, yeah. He's the man who...
He's the jolly kind of...
He's jolly. He looks like a teddy bear. He kind of, you know, that does the...
He's a big, cuddly, jolly...
And he does be there with his wife and on the telly in case he says something silly. Isn't that right, love?
He's a big United supporter. Big
yeah,
United
he is.
Supporter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's good on Twitter when United get battered.
Oh, is
as
he?
As they happen to get battered a lot lately.
Oh, my
but,
God.
Yeah, he likes to have a say about things.
Is he like... Which way is
it? It's not full-blown Arsenal TV now.
Yeah, is he one of these people? There's two types of United fan, though. There's the, everything is crap and we need to burn it down. Or there's,
he'd veer towards the everything is crap, we need to burn
right,
it down.
Okay,
that's
right,
always much more entertaining.
It is much more entertaining.
Yeah.
Simon Delaney's like that.
Yeah.
In fact, they look like each other.
Exactly.
Them two lads could hang out.
And his stuff on Twitter would be a bit like Simon Delaney on Twitter.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can imagine the two of them. It's like Simon Delaney and Eamon Holmes, they were put together in the peace process, and we took one and they took the other after the Good Friday Agreement.
Yeah.
They were like twins. And
to be honest,
right,
with
we
you,
need one of them each. I'm sorry, we're going to have to take one each.
They both have a similar penchant for working.
Yeah,
because
like,
Eamon Holmes has about six different television jobs.
Yeah,
and Simon Delaney, sure, he has to wait for people to tell him he's on somewhere.
That was part of the peace process deal. It's like we have these two lads, and they get all the work, and they can do anything they want. They can release cookbooks. They can do anything. They can be in any show they want.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, they are actually very nice lads. You're going to like them. That makes it harder.
Which one do you want?
Yeah, I suppose we better take the one that sounds like he's from Dublin. We'll take that one. And then they took the other one.
Well, right, so Eamon Holmes, and here, look it. Because I'm back and I'm in good mood. Well, I'm shook. I don't really know what's going on. But I'm going to give you this one because it's a significant birthday for Eamon Holmes.
I still don't know. I got to say, I guess I'd say he's 60.
Yes, he is.
Ah, good stuff.
Yes, he is. Right, back to your youth.
Happy birthday, you big cuddly little whipper, you.
Right, the people that gave us luminaries like Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan, Stock Aitken Waterman.
Yeah,
it is,
yeah.
Mike Stock of Stock Aitken Waterman.
I have a bloody rash of what
fair,
he looks like.
To be fair, this is a bit of a curveball for you because I wouldn't know which one he was anyway.
Anyone knows the name is Waterman, Pete Waterman. That's the only one anyone knows what they look like.
Because he was on the telly, wasn't he?
He did The Hitman and Horror. Wasn't he involved in one of those very early pop star shows and everything like that? I think he might have been in one of them.
Right.
Yeah, so we know what he looks like.
Okay.
The other two,
well, sorry,
God knows what they look like.
If you
like.
Gauge it around him,
yeah, around
are they all
man.
Similar ages, are they?
You'd imagine. And he looks a bit like, what was your man? The strip club fella.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He looks
yeah.
like Stringfellow.
Stringfellow, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like Stringfellow, doesn't he? He's got that sort of something. It looked so normal back then. And now you look at him and just think pervert.
Oh, my God, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a hashtag waiting for you, buddy.
You can't be going bald and growing your hair at the same time. It's never going to look right.
No. You're
like, just do yourself a favour. Everybody out.
Everybody
God.
Out.
I've got to say he's then maybe like 71.
Not bad. 68.
Ah, fart.
68. Right. I think that's sort of neck of the woods in terms of, you know, when Stock Aitken Waterman were doing their thing. Daryl Hannah was
oh
in appearing in movies.
Oh, my God. She's absolutely...
Wasn't Splash
savage
in the 80s?
It was in the 80s, yeah. What a movie that was. Who knew you could be attracted to a fish?
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. She wasn't your average Hallie, but...
Oh, she wasn't. We used to get Chinese in our house. We were never really a fish and chips house. When we discovered, even in the 80s, like we were, when it was, we getting Chinese was like, people,
yeah,
he's getting the chicken balls. Mm.
Exactly,
you
yeah.
know, it was nearly considered fancy, like.
Absolutely, it
you
was.
Know, when you were taught, like in the 80s, Ireland, people were taught you were supposed to drink the finger bowl, like... Then after we saw Splash, I was there going, I just want the Beshoffs every week after that.
Yeah.
I didn't know why, but I knew that's
Can
what
I
what
have the top half of the
Can
fish?
Can I have the top of your the part of the fish with the knockers on it?
That would have been amazing. Yeah.
Excuse me. Is that not?
I'll have the curvy fish.
I'll have the curvy fish and chips, please. The one that comes in the bat.
I tell you, that was a bit of a breakthrough for Daryl Hannah.
Definitely, yeah.
Because I can't think of anything else she's ever done.
No, she did. I can't think of the name.
It claims here that she was in Blade Runner.
She was in Blade Runner, wasn't she? And did she do Roxanne, the remake of Roxanne? Was that her with Steve Martin?
It could be.
I don't know. But I got to say, she's 62.
59.
Oh, God,
59,
right.
hanging in. Another actress, Julianne Moore. Very good actress, to be fair.
Very good actress, oh, my
Hannibal
God.
Hannibal and all that.
And she did a movie. Of course I can't remember the name of it, because it's about Alzheimer's. And of course, can't remember the name of it. And now I'm devastated, because that sounds like I'm telling a joke, and I'm actually not. And it's one of the best movies I've seen. It's absolutely incredible. She is outrageously talented, that
I wonder
woman.
What that is.
She's a lawyer.
I'll have to look that
She's
up.
She's a lawyer in it, and she gets Alzheimer's. And it's about this. It shows basically someone's decline through the disease.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's unbelievable how good she is.
Wow.
But typical me, can't remember the fucking name. Jesus Christ. I mean, honestly, even when I'm trying not to joke, I come up with a punchline.
It's just funny bones, man. Funny bones.
You can't help yourself. It's probably not even a funny joke. Thank God I wasn't joking, because then I would have offended someone somewhere. Anyway, what age is she? She's 56.
59 as well. Her and Daryl Hannah are the same age.
Right.
That somehow doesn't seem right, does it?
No, I would have thought she would have been much
younger.
She
must have come late to the business.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't
it? Yeah, must have, yeah.
That's mad. Anyway, and the last one for you then, a footy one to finish. Can we squeeze it in? Yes, we can. David Villa.
He was brilliant.
Yeah.
He was one of that Spanish team that just kept winning everything.
That's right, 2008, 2010.
They just won everything.
Europeans and the World Cup and all that.
First Spanish player to get a... 50 goals, I think.
Was he?
I think I could be talking rubbish.
He never played in the Premiership, did he, David Villa?
Don't think so.
No, Atletico and...
Yeah, no, he was over. I don't think he did. He would have been in Arsenal. He had Arsenal. He has an Arsenal face about him, doesn't he?
He has
an Arsenal face.
What's an Arsenal face?
You know what I mean. They're all sort of smug looking feckers. He'd fit in lovely over there. He would. He's got a real Arsenal face. I gotta say,
I'm gonna have to use that in normal day to day life.
Yeah, he's a real Arsenal face.
You know your man from the Spur. Which one? The fella with the Arsenal.
Yeah, your man with the Arsenal face. Your man that does walk around like he owns the place. He's not even that great. So I gotta say,
David Villa.
He's still playing. So
yeah, but bear in mind, he is kind of. Who's he still with though?
He's in Japan.
Oh, is he? Well, then.
Yeah,
right, that's okay.
Yeah, he's over.
So he's not playing. If you know what I mean. Yeah.
He's
taking the money.
36.
38.
Okay, grad. He's actually doing well to be running around then at 38.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Are you there, Tara?
Jim!
Hello!
Jim, I can hear you,
I can't really see you. All I
can
see is sparkly, tinsely stuff.
Yeah,
I can see a big pile of pink tinsel and... there we go.
Hey!
There we go, there's a head.
Me little elfy head has just popped out from behind the tinsel.
Yeah.
Isn't it ludicrous?
It is ludicrous.
It's very sparkly.
First thing this morning when I walked through the front door, I nearly walked straight into a Christmas tree.
And that one's not even decorated.
It's not decorated, no.
There's one bauble hanging on.
One solitary purple bauble.
It's the saddest looking Christmas tree you've ever seen.
It is. It's a little pathetic.
I'd say you were delighted walking in and seeing that, PJ.
I saw that one and I thought, now that's grand.
Yeah, that's a desperate little tree there.
That looks as sad as a Christmas.
We can live with that. And then, boom,
and
studio.
And then walked in here and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, that's no exaggeration. I literally couldn't see you earlier on.
It's full grotto, isn't it?
It is full grotto, all right, yeah.
I think I might charge a few quid
and let
kids come in and talk to PJ.
Yeah.
Well, why me? You're the one in the Santa seat. I'd just be the little grumpy elf in the corner.
No. You could say, now come and tell Uncle PJ what you'd like for Christmas.
No. We'll call him Jimmy Claus today.
And I'll ruin it all on you and be the Grinch and say you're going to get nothing but a sack of coal. Remember that used to be the threat?
Yeah, a sack of coal. There's actually an amazing video going around. I saw it this morning of this kid in the States and he wakes up. It's obviously done last year, the year before.
Yeah.
And Santa has left him presents.
Right.
And he's kind of going, he must have got the wrong house. I was bald all year. And his parents go, well, what will we give them back to Santa then? And he goes, no.
Gotta search that one now. Welcome back, Jim. Happy belated birthday.
You're very kind, Tara. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, it's good to have you back.
Hold on a second. There's something coming here now.
No, it's good to have you back. I mean, I can't see you behind all this nonsense, but it's good to have you back.
I was just thinking, PJ, we must be due another version of that. I mean, they do one every few years, don't they?
They do, don't they? Yeah.
So maybe you could be their sort of the Bob Geldof figure for a brand new sort of Band-Aid thing. You know, you could bring together comedy greats and, you know, all sorts of people.
Can you even imagine?
Do a Christmas tune.
The parcel of rogues that would that would come if I sent out the bat signal. Your couple of half wits and some celebrity criminals or something to be all right.
But nothing better than a celebrity criminal. By the way, speaking of Christmas, Len in Limerick thinks maybe you protest too much when it comes to the old decorations being up, and that secretly there's a joy. In fact, maybe you were even involved in the planning of a Christmas decoration.
Len in Limerick, I will put it to you this way. Have I ever been one to hide my emotions? I would wonder.
On the radio.
On the radio. I wish I could get behind it. I made an effort last year. I really did try and get behind the whole thing last year. We did the 12 days thing. Remember the challenge where you gave me something to do for Christmas? I was very close. I had a couple of moments where I was like, this is actually not terrible.
Yeah.
You know? Well,
that's a start.
And then,
by the way, the only thing
was over.
The only thing that I've seen irritate PJ quite the same level as Christmas was the song we played before that called Dirty Cash.
What was that? That made, honestly, the tinsel shone brighter than normal when we heard that. What was that thing?
The Adventures of Stevie V.
Dirty Cash.
Which, by the way, we're actually going to play for Collie, our good mate Collie in the RNLI.
Yeah.
Who sent in this fantastic photograph of what can only be described as Dirty Cash.
Dirty Cash. It was gas. We were out in the boat last night, out in the lifeboat last night, and Collie decided he was going to give us all a few quid for Christmas. He turned up with old punt notes.
Yeah, and coins.
And coins and all that. He was there. Where he got them, I have no idea. I have literally no idea. And he's got a wallet full of old punts. And now it looks, it doesn't look good, your Collie. It looks like you're walking around with your communion money in your back pocket. Is what it looks like.
By the way, thanks for all the people who pointed out that Daryl Hannah was in a load of things. Somebody said Kill Bill. She was in Daryl Hannah.
Mm?
That Daryl Hannah was in Kill Bill. Does that ring a bell?
Daryl Hannah was in. She was in Kill Bill. That's right. Yeah,
thank you for that.
Pardon, she was.
The movie you were thinking of, Still Alice.
That's it.
Julianne Moore.
That's the movie. That is, I'm telling you, that's one of the a brilliant movie. The thing
dark.
Is, yeah, it's you dark. Said. I mean, if your family was affected by Alzheimer's,
yeah,
I wouldn't actually
watch
it.
As mine is.
As yours is.
Yeah, because my mum, yeah.
Yeah, if I was you, I wouldn't watch it, to be honest. Because
it's bad, is it?
Yeah, it's not American movies,
yeah.
You know, and they all live happy ever after. It is about how...
It's the real deal.
It's the real deal, yeah. What's your woman's name?
Julianne Moore.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. She's fantastic in it.
It's kind of weird that you forgot.
The actor and the movie.
Yeah.
I know.
Very strange.
I get worried about myself.
Very strange.
Thank God I've been forgetful since I started my life.
Speaking of movies, Paul de Villafan maintains that the original Ghostbusters cast are allegedly getting back together.
Shut up.
So he claims.
Wow.
Paul de Villafan, I hope you're right. Because that would be great. That would be great.
Yeah, but sure, they're not all alive though, are they?
Well, then that could make it very difficult.
Yeah, your man, the professor lad with the glasses is dead, isn't he?
Is he?
Guess what? I can't remember his name. Oh, what? My God.
So, Paul de Villafan, what are you talking about? What are you doing to us?
Unless he just means Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray and... Who's the other fellas? Oh, jeez.
If I was you, I'd stop trying to remember things quickly.
Was it Gremlins, yeah?
By the way, the other thing is, you mentioned the Arsenal face.
Yeah.
Remember you created the Arsenal face?
That's right, yeah.
And, so anyway, I'm just going to leave it here, right? Louise from across the road,
right, all right,
has texted in to say the guy in the spa on Castle Forbes Road with an Arsenal face, absolutely spot on.
Oh my God, he does have an Arsenal.
We were only joking.
Well, she saw it.
We just picked up
Louise.
I do apologise to anybody in the spa listening to us. I'm sure you don't have an Arsenal face.
You do, you know. You do, the big Arsenal
head.
We
have to get served in there.
Pack of gooners in the spa. All yous.
Next time you go for your banana and your protein milk, what's going to happen now? Oh, yeah. Arsenal face, don't we? Is that what you're saying?
No. Louise said that.
Yeah, Louise. Yeah. What do you like? Unbelievable. Right, listen, thanks a million for all of the all of the WhatsApps. Thanks a million for all of the belated happy birthdays. You're very kind, by the way. What's going on? What's happening? What are we doing?
What do you mean?
Because obviously I wasn't here yesterday. So what's the plan? What have you got ready for us?
You've left it for me to do.
Well, that's the thing.
You are right in the head.
You're the other half of the team. That's what... Well, obviously, Mike is the, you know...
Well, obviously, I think we've established I can't remember what's happening this morning. We've got 710 quid for the hit bit.
Great.
That's about the size of it. Like, what else is there?
Well, is there a Secret Santa thing happening?
What's that mean?
Well, is there a Secret Santa thing on the show?
I don't think so. We're giving away Forever Young glamping package.
Right.
Breakfast table quiz.
Okay. Anything else? So, yeah.
No,
that's it. Okay, great.
Yeah.
No, just I heard a promo ad thing for a Secret Santa thing, but that's obviously for another time, is it?
I don't know. Like I says, I'm very glad I don't listen to this show.
Yeah, the communards, don't leave me this way. 11 minutes past 7 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. I know we say it every time we play the communards now, but Jimmy Somerville, absolutely star of the show as far as we're concerned, for Forever Young.
Definitely, oh, he's a mega man, so he is. What
it
a performer.
Incredible. And of course, it's happening again. That's our prize on the Breakfast Table quiz this week. We'll be announcing the lineup for next year's Forever Young Festival this coming Friday.
Yeah, we're going to be announcing the lineup on Friday. It's going to be a cracker of a lineup. We're assured if it's anything like last year, sure, look, yeah. It's going to be dead.
Epic. So that's the come, and your chance to win it, of course, on the Breakfast Table
the
quiz.
The glamping package we have, the whole glamping package. Now, look, we talk about it. The whole country's still talking about it. Because even for a grinchy old, cranky old, bitter old yoke like me, it was deadly to sit down on Friday night and watch the toy show. I defy anyone to say it wasn't fantastic. Well, actually, Boylan's going on saying, I'd give it a 5 out of 10.
He didn't like it.
A 5 out of 10.
Because to be fair, I said this earlier on, because both yourself and Mike, I was saying, I was watching, I didn't get to see the toy show itself because it was away. I don't know what I was doing when that was going on. I mean,
swimming in.
They didn't.
Swimming in fizzies, I heard.
They mustn't have had the telly on or something.
I'd say there's a video somewhere to carry on you.
But anyway, I watched yourself and Mike on the old social media raving about it.
And of course,
I mean, whatever about Mike, I expected Mike because of his nippers.
Yeah.
To be kind of, you know, tuning in.
Well, now, to be fair, the nippers were in bed. And we were watching it. Yeah, sure, my young was only 4. There's no way it'd have her up till 9:30.
Isn't that typical?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the greatest night, second greatest night of the year for any child. And Mike puts her to bed.
On to bed now. she doesn't know what it is yet.
She doesn't. I've only a couple of years left of this, lads.
Yeah, to be fair to him, yeah. A bit of peace
and
quiet.
That's true, actually, yeah.
We'll settle down and watch the toy show with a nice bottle of wine.
Yeah, that's it. So I was watching it on my own, like a total cabin.
And that took me by surprise to see. You going on about it.
Listen,
now.
I thought I was doing. And bear in mind what I saw of it, because I was trying to watch it on the RTE player, which is the most unworkable piece of crap in the world. Like, that thing is absolute. How many ads did I watch?
Right.
Every time it sticks, you watch it, they give you 3 ads.
Yeah.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And then you watch half an hour and it stalls, and then you have to go nearly. I nearly threw me head.
But you still came out with the joys of it, did you?
I still was in. I kept coming back in and kept coming back in. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. It's not about toys anymore, which is a huge thing. They're kind of just around the toys. It's very much about the kids now. Focuses on the kids.
Right.
It's deadly. But here's the news. 1.7 million Irish people tuned in to watch it. It's
wow.
The biggest TV audience of the year again.
1.7 million.
Yeah, so the highest figure in years and years and years when it comes to the toy show. So that's Ryan Tubridy. You can imagine what he's like today, having got those figures. He'll be bouncing out of his woolly underpants today. So that's
his Christmassy jingly pants.
He'll be jingling his pants all over the place.
Remember you had jingle pants. Do you remember that, Michael?
I do remember
the jingle pants.
Someone made you jingle pants. Yeah,
they did.
I think we were all very uncomfortable at that stage,
because I think you insisted on putting them on.
He did.
I put them on. Yeah.
He did, and I had to film the dance.
That's right, his jingle pants dance.
It enters my dreams every now and then.
Yeah,
nightmares. Oh, hey. Nightmares.
Lucky you.
I just got to say, you want to rephrase that, Michael? Oh boy,
wrong choice of words.
Is that? I assume that's not still in existence, is it? Because I'm sure everybody in the nation would love to see another jingle pants dance.
I think they're probably. Although knowing your drawers, sorry, not meant to be a pun, I'd say they're probably still in there. Are they?
No, do you know what? You didn't even
steal them. They were actually given to you.
They were given to me. No, I gave them away. I actually, because they were very popular, everybody wanted pairs of jingle pants. So I actually ended up giving all my jingle pants away,
Right, okay.
Unfortunately,
Worn?
Yeah, well, of course. Well, the one pair I did the jingle pants dance in, they're given away as well.
If I dug out the jingle pants dance video, would you be against it being put up again?
I wouldn't be against it. It's obviously just for your pleasure, but you don't worry about it. You do what you
on
need to do.
On social media,
you do
PJ.
What you need to do.
I feel
whatever
like I'm back
you,
in
whatever helps you get through the day, Mike.
Right. So sorry, 1.7 million people. Almost as many people as saw you doing your jingle pants dance.
Yeah.
Watch the toy show. That's brilliant.
Somebody, of course, is bowled over. He said, "Oh, we were bowled over by the children. Oh, here came out with the beautiful stories and lessons of life." Hey.
Isn't it amazing how much of Ronan Keating is in every Irish
sort of famous person. It's extraordinary.
Are you messing? Though. Did you hear the difference there?
Oh, the difference was phenomenal.
This is Roger.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And here's Trumpeter. The late night Toy Show experience. The numbers are great. And the love and support reflected in the texts and emails. They've been getting from around the country and around the world from people. They really seem to connect with the show. So there you go.
It's like being in the room with him. Yeah, incredible.
So in fairness to him now, he was fantastic with the kids. He was fantastic with the kids.
He's actually a nice bloke. I've only ever met him on, I think, two occasions, but he's been a very nice fella.
It was amazing watching him, though, because I was watching and I was doing the thing where I was Twitter in one hand and telly in the other.
Right.
And the amount of people that came to watch it just to slate it and just to attack it.
And had to get down off their horse.
And then eventually we were all, universally as a country, in tatters and flitters and ribbons, crying into our own T-shirts because it was so good.
Wow.
We're all in rag. Oh my God, that kid with Sophia. And then the other kid who looks after her brother who was sick.
Oh, who's sick,
maybe
put it to you this way, Jim. You know the way you were saying, you're just slightly delicate today.
Yeah.
Watch it tomorrow.
Really?
Watch it tomorrow, yeah.
Right, yeah.
You'll be whinging. I'm
sure I'd be whinging at anything. Sure, I'm filling up now just listening to the pair of you talking about it. Now.
Yeah, but I think you cry with having to come in and see us most days. That's a different experience. This is a kind of a warm cry rather than a cold, dead one.
Hold on, Wilson Phillips here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 20 past seven. There was a lovely little text in there now. Somebody's just... it's the same one. There we go. Somebody, Carl, I think it was, has just been on to say, "Hi lads, my daughter was on the Late Late Toy Show last year."
Oh wow!
After her chemo, have to say they're really good with the kids. And old Ryan, he's top man. Apparently, Ruby's fine now, thank God. According to Carl and Dublin.
Well, that's the most important thing. That's great to hear.
First-hand testimony that old Ryan is sound old body. There's not a lot of his body. But what he has of us is sound.
Yeah, he's a whippet, like.
Yeah.
He'd be lost in here now. We'd eat him and everything in here.
To be honest, yeah, you'd lose him among the thing branches of the tree and all. But I always found him to be a nice fella.
He's always been good to me. So, yeah, I have to say.
Everybody's good to
you. I think it's just the money, isn't it? It's people just get upset about the money. That's all it is, isn't it? When you earn a certain amount of cash.
I mean, if somebody gave you £500,000 a year, you'd be nice to everybody and you'd celebrate Christmas and all, wouldn't you?
Tug it, Jim. Yeah, hippity-doo. I'd be a different fella altogether.
Altogether?
Oh, well, to be honest, let's be honest. If someone gave me £500,000, you'd never see me again.
Classic Hits.
Andy Williams, the most wonderful time of the year here at Classic Hits. That's what you get. That's just a game. I'm going to hit you with a Christmas song every time you kind of...
Right, every time you do that, we take a euro out of your fiver. Out of your tether.
By the way, look at this. Linda's been on to say, "Morning, lads. We still have PJ's jingle pants."
Look at them. Put them on the little Santa.
Can we zoom in on that?
Yeah, you can. Look. She's put them on the little Santa. Oh, that's a gas. Wait. So the jingle pants are alive and well.
Yeah.
There you go. You see?
So they still exist. So if we can get...
I think we should get more jingle pants. I would love...
God, look at that.
It was the...
you was a little elf and all.
It was the Area Yeah, the Cork company Area Yeah that made us the jingle pants. Maybe it's worth having a chat with them again, seeing if we can get some more.
Yeah.
Some more pants to give away over the Christmas season. You know what I mean? Seeing as though I think the Christmas season is entirely a load of pants anyway, I think it's a great way to do it.
It absolutely fits.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, so listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp, particularly if you fancy having a bash at the breakfast table quiz. Not the breakfast table quiz, the Bloomin' Hit Bit.
The Hit Bit, yeah.
Now you have me going all funny peculiar.
710 quid. And he's blaming me for saying it. So there you go. No, do you know what? 710 quid. I was going to take the tenner off, but that's not fair. I was going to give it to you. 087-188-0008. Give us a WhatsApp now if you want to play straight away.
Right. What else is going on, by the way?
What else is going on?
Yeah.
There's cats have facial expressions. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, apparently cats have facial expressions, but you can't see them. Well, now, work that one out.
Right.
Yeah,
how do we know then exactly?
Well, I... Research. It's always down to researchers and research. So a study. They do a study. They give these fellas a few quid and they go into a lab or they do whatever it is and they make a few quid trying to prove that cats have facial expressions. And then we get this knowledge but that they do, but they don't, but they do, but they don't, but they do, but they kind of do anyway.
Right.
So they did the study. Cats, they have facial expressions.
Because it's kind of difficult it's kind of difficult to disprove that. If you say cats have facial expressions, really? Yeah, but you can't see them.
Can't see them.
Well then... then how do we, like, how do you say, no, they don't? I know. Or yes,
like,
they do.
It's
or...
like saying the IRA have facial expressions, but you can't see them because they're wearing balaclavas.
Yeah.
You know, although you can take a balaclava off. So they say the hissing cat is probably unhappy and a purring cat is probably in a good mood. But it's not that easy to tell if a cat is how he's feeling generally just by the look of his face. So Canadian researchers, they asked more than 6,000 people in 85 countries to watch video footage, I suppose, of their
cats. And Lord knows there's enough video footage of cats on the internet.
Oh my God.
Cats own the internet.
Oh, the only thing on the internet is dirty movies and cats. That's it. There's nothing else out there. It's terrible. And they, so they looked at them and they said, tell us which cat is in the good mood and tell us which cat is in the bad mood. We know how they feel, yeah?
Right.
And then they were presented with a short video of the cat and they were said, is he positive or negative, right? This is all the same thing, right? And they didn't, they really didn't know. They developed this idea that they couldn't tell. They couldn't tell.
This is some of the worst science ever, man.
I know.
I can't tell.
And they
don't know.
They thought they could tell.
What sort of scientists are these?
Well, here's what they reveal. They reveal that 60% of the expressions were correct, with just 13% scoring above 75%. So 13% of people are good at reading a cat's face. Everyone else is lost. So we don't know what cats are feeling. We know they have facial expressions because we see them, but we can't read them. So cats.
Right.
So basically, cats should be playing poker. They'd be incredible poker players.
Right. So what that famous old painting thing that keeps getting reproduced of dogs at a card table. That should have been cats.
Should have been cats.
Right.
Cats would be fantastic.
Bluffers.
Bluffers. They'd be great at poker the whole lot. Whereas a dog, it'd be terrible because, you know, as soon as he'd get a full house and he'd start dribbling and his tail would be wobbling.
I can't wait to show you what is going on. Do you think that I've ever been excited?
He starts dragging his bum around the carpet and all. Yeah. Oh, God, these lads haven't a clue what's going on.
So that'd be amazing. A cat and a dog in a game of poker would be just... The dog would just lose everything.
Yeah, be there, like, the cat would be there. Right, I've got an ace and I've got a king and I'm going to be there. Right, I'm not going to show this dog anything. He goes, okay, show your hand. And the dog would be there.
Did you hear I'm a very good boy? Do you want to see my stick?
You're not understanding the game. You're not understanding the game. So that's it. We learned nothing from it. People just don't like... A lot of people don't like cats anyway.
Yeah. We should have a section on this show, right? We should have a section on this show called Useless Science or whatever, right? Because the amount of times that you come up with a survey that somebody's done that really doesn't advance the cause...
Humanity has learned nothing from this. Yeah. I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
We've learned
That's the greatest thing ever. The scientists basically, having studied it, said, I don't really know.
Yeah,
I'm
don't know.
Not
yeah,
100%
that's
really.
Yeah, I don't really know. It doesn't say, yeah, we haven't really got to the bottom of this at all. That is the result of our research.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. There you go, the Hit Bit is worth €710 this morning. That was the tenner we were going to give Jim for his birthday. I think you're better off if you can get your hands on it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And it sounds exactly like this. That's that classic Hit Bit, €710 if you can get it right. Nuala in Cork is going to have a go first. How are you getting on, Nuala?
Good morning, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm not bad at all, thanks very much.
And hello to Jim as well.
Ah, thanks very much, Nuala. It's very kind of you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Are you all ready for Christmas yet, Nuala? Have you done all your bits and pieces?
No, I have nothing done yet.
Good, I'm glad you're here. Yeah, exactly. I'm glad that you're...
That
you're
makes you normal, Nuala. Yeah. That makes you normal. Well done, you.
No, it's different this year, I must say.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, we lost our mum in May, so it just feels different.
Oh, of course
that's
it does.
That's going to change.
That's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Nuala? We're going to try and cheer you up a little bit. Or we're going to do our best. We really want you to do well now, Nuala. So have a go at this. What do you think it is?
I think it's Radio Gaga from Queen.
Radio Gaga right. from Queen. What
Epic
you
from
it,
Queen, Michael.
Radio Gaga, is it, Nuala? I'm afraid it's Radio Nana today, because it's wrong.
Oh.
Shame on you.
Yeah. All we
Shame on
is,
you.
Radio Nana. Right. Listen, Nuala, have a good day anyway. Take care of yourself. Thanks for
I
playing. Keep at
it. Morgan said.
Oh, look at that, Mike.
Oh, sorry, I see. Is my mic working here?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Come in, lads. Come in.
Mike.
You leave that with us, Nuala. We'll get one out of them.
Go on.
We'll have to do that,
Nuala. I leave it in your hands.
Absolutely. No, we'll take care of that, Nuala. Don't you worry about it.
You see later, Nuala. Have a great one.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm
going
to walk now.
Go on.
Go on. Take care of yourself. There you go, Nuala.
Right, so there's Jenny in Dublin. So, hiya, Jenny.
Good morning.
Wow.
Jim.
My God, Jenny's a happy lady this morning.
Yeah, how are you getting on, Jenny? What has you so happy this morning?
Getting on good. In the car with the husband and the kids, heading into town.
Happy families. What it's town, like, it's not just a work day then. Are you doing something special?
No, they're in creche and me and my husband work up on Leeson Street, so we're all jaunting into town in the car.
No way, do you do that every morning then, yeah, the whole lot of
Yeah.
Oh, big jolly fun. Big jolly family jaunt into town. That's fantastic.
Right, some spend the money for you on the way home in the city then. What do you think it is, Jenny?
I think it's Bruno Mars, Treasure.
Right, Bruno Mars, Treasure. Mike. Right.
Will Jenny take our treasure? It's a no.
Is there more to come, Michael?
No, that was fairly weak, lads. I'll be honest with you. Don't come back to me if I go silent, will you? For the love of God.
not this time, Jenny, but you do have your family there to console you.
Here, can we give them a shout out, Jenny? Give us the names.
Eddie, Chloe, and Ava.
And Ava.
Brilliant. Okay, well, listen, have a happy jaunt into town. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
See you later, Jenny. Bye-bye. Have a good one. Right, so there you go.
That'd be a mad commute to work, wouldn't it? Every morning would be a little family outing.
Jolly old experience, I suppose,
It's extraordinary, considering any time that the three of us have to go anywhere, it's literally... What's the most separate route?
We wouldn't sit on a train carriage together.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
If we were flying out to... If we had to go to Spain, we'd be there. Are you sure there's no different
planes? How many different planes do you have? Can I go via Zurich?
Yeah, anything at all. Is there a ferry to Spain?
Another crack of the old hit bits with Damien Farrelly, 20 to 5 this afternoon.
20 to 5, it'll be €710 and a bag of spuddies with Damien. I'll say number, you know what to do for the classic hit bits.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show with Flexify, Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com.
Classic hits.
Santana with Rob Thomas and Smooth here at Classic Hits. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And a big happy birthday because Holly McKenna turned 7 today. Happy birthday to you, Holly.
Happy Holly birthday.
Yeah, she's
what a great name to have on your birthdays around Christmas time too.
Big fan of the show. So Holly McKenna, happy 7th birthday to you. Actually, while I think of giving shouts out, can I say hi to Anne and all the girls that I met in Farnham? When we're down there over the weekend.
Look at Mr. Sniggledy give us a stay.
What?
Look at him.
I'm saying hi to Anne. Anne was staying there with her girly chums.
Talking about the manager on the reception.
No, this was another guest who was a big listener to the show.
Oh, very good. Well, then how's it going, Anne? And I hope you're having a great time.
She spotted me in my toweling dressing gown.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. A sight we'd all love to see.
Trust me.
Come here, Jimmy.
I do have to apologise.
Give us
a grabby
our dampy bits.
Oh my God. Anyway, so Anne, morning to you and all the girls. Thank you very much indeed for saying hi. And also, somebody else, look, here's a good one for you. Somebody has used one of your life hacks, PJ Gallagher.
I know this. A lot of people have used the last life hack that I was ridiculed on this show over.
It was Nuala, actually. PJ, I wonder if it's the same Nuala that was on with us.
Might be.
Anyway, I just tried your tip of hot water in the plastic bag. Worked a treat. Thank you, and keep them coming.
See, you want to believe, you wouldn't believe the amount of people who have thanked me for that life hack. The one that both of ye sneered at. Sneered
no,
at.
I mean, like, it was, and to be honest with you, if I had a thought of it, I might have given it a try this morning, because it was a full, it was a bottle and a half to get the old ice off this morning.
I see.
Did you have to de-ice?
I do, yeah, but I have a de-icer spray that a neighbour gave me, and it's perfect.
Oh, right, okay.
So I don't need to start buying sandwich bags.
Yeah, you'd rather ruin the environment. We know how you feel about these things, yeah. Grant, a Ziploc bag and a bit of hot water. And you can use the same one over and over and over again.
Oh, wait, are the Ziploc bags plastic, PJ?
You use the same one over and over and over again. You know what I mean? That's all
anyway,
I'm saying.
Success for you, PJ Gallagher.
Yeah, finally.
Well, at least according to Nuala.
Yeah, good on you, Nuala. I need you on my side there, so it is.
Right.
Right. Warning. Right, this isn't a life hack, but it is a warning to people out there, particularly the vegans who think they're doing the world a bit of good.
Okay.
You know, this is like, you know, this is like someone like Mike now who'd use an aerosol and then think he's going and do even more damage to himself by going to a coffee shop and trying to organise some vegan drinks. Because festive hot drinks, right? You know the way it starts? Starbucks and Insomnia and all these places, right?
Yeah.
Now it's the Christmas coffees things they have. You know, you can get your, whatever they're called, your gingerbread lattes and your pumpkin pudding pie, whatever the feck they put in, I don't know. But you see the menus in all these coffee shops and the hot chocolates and everything, right? Yeah,
there's a man who rarely indulges in a festive coffee. Yeah, pumpkin pudding pie thing, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, your turkey flavoured cappuccinos and all, right? See, they're all in the shops now. Now, warning, this is genuine health warnings, come on. Festive hot drinks at coffee shops, at these coffee chains in particular, have become even more sugary because of the vegan options, right? That sounds ludicrous, but here's why, right? So this international study, some of the vegan drinks, they contain 23 teaspoons of sugar.
Wow.
Right? So
you're getting into can of Coke territory there.
Three cans of Coke.
What?
Three times what's in a can of Coke, right?
In a coffee?
Yeah. So what's the deal with it, right? They have these drinks, and some of them are, because they're vegan, they supplement the sweetener before it's made, if you know what I mean. So, like, you get these almond milks and oat milks, and they're seen as like a healthy option.
Yeah,
but some of them
are not
that
sweet.
They have to fake sweet.
Oh yeah.
So you're getting the equivalent of 23 teaspoons, heaped spoons of sugar in one of these coffees.
Oh my god!
So the calorie levels are off the charts, like off the charts.
I can't wait to tell Aoife this. Aoife, who works here on reception, is she's our office manager, social media manager type, and she is addicted to a festive coffee.
Addicted to it. It's no wonder she's talking gibberish all day. Isn't it? Now it makes perfect sense why she gets so excited after Halloween. And she starts to she walk around like a turkey. Christmas.
I'll tell you, it's a good job she's not in yet.
Sure, she's off now. What's she doing? She's off having one of these, shouting at local cats or something. She'd be out doing. You know what I mean? She'd be out talking to people that are running away from her on up by the Lewis stop. She'd be doing all that. Now we know why. Now we can try and help her pull back. She's up to her eyes in sugar. So even like the McDonald's do a millionaire's latte with semi-skimmed milk, right? Even that, 248 calories is in that. That's 29 grams of sugar. 29 grams of sugar,
good
right?
God.
And we're only getting started. Cost to do this. Hey, this is very right up Mike's alley, this one now. Hazelnut praline and cream latte with semi-skimmed milk. Oh, right.
Okay, to be honest with you, as you were saying it, I could see Mike ordering it.
Yeah, you could.
Give us it again.
Hazelnut praline and cream latte with semi-skimmed milk.
Sounds good, and I don't even know what the second word means.
Yeah. So there you go. But
Mike loves an order that has a multiple kind of thing to it. You can't be able to say it quickly.
He likes a sentence.
It must have a little bit of rise and fall in the ordering
process.
It has to
have a bit of prose to it.
For him to really enjoy coffee.
So there you go. So if you get one of these today, Mike, there's one of them around the corner. 388 calories, 32.5 grams of sugar in one of them.
Although Mike could do it one of them, actually. He could do it a bit of fattening up.
The thing is here, lads, I don't care. The more sugar, the better.
Yeah, I suppose.
The more sugar, the nicer.
Well, he came in this morning, like he's a bit under the weather at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah. He came, and he was later than obviously he was very late coming in today because Even I was in before him.
Oh my God, that late?
Yeah, he was in before me.
I wasn't coming in. I was sitting in the car, just looking at the looking at the radio. But I was in before him, so he's a bit under the weather. So maybe this is what he needs.
Yeah, I'm sure he moves so much all the time, even when he's on the phone.
I know. Yeah,
the man does a small marathon.
He does 5,000 steps in 50 minutes on a phone call.
If every phone call he gets, he gets up. He can't sit still.
If he ever had a dog. Every time the phone would ring, the dog would be like, brilliant! We're going for a walk!
Or else the dog would be like, oh, not again! Exhausted here!
Yeah, hiding behind the couch. So there you go. You know these Cafe Neros? There's these Cafe Neros now popping up all around the country. So they have a salted caramel hot chocolate with whipped cream and skimmed milk, right? The skimmed milk makes you think that it's...
Suddenly you think you're being healthy.
59.7 grams of sugar.
Oh my God.
503 calories. We're into the top three here. Right, now we're going to Starbucks, right?
Right.
Now, whose favourite is Starbucks?
Magical.
Aoife, you know.
Oh! Yeah. Although Mike prefers a Starbucks.
And so do you, the Bodeus.
Yeah, but I prefer one of their filter things because that knocks the head off you.
Yeah, and that's just one calorie of nuclear
coffee. It is.
So what's
the gingerbread latte? Remember, we got one of these each, actually. One of the gingerbread latte with oat milk. 523 calories, 56.6 grams of sugar. 56.6. Here's the whopper though. Whopper doodle do of the sugar coffees out there. Starbucks signature caramel hot chocolate with oat milk. Sounds simple. 93.7 grams of sugar.
Stop.
93. That's your three cans of Coke right there. 758 calories in one drink. One drink. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
How many calories are we allowed as men?
Is it 3,000 or 4,000? In a day?
That's all right,
though. So. No, it's a drink.
Where are you going with your 3,000 or 4,000?
Yeah.
You going around lifting cars and all that might have 3,000 or 4,000. That's not the average intake, is it?
I think
3,000 maybe.
Jeez, I'm always aiming for the 4. Anyway, I'd be going flat out for the 4.
4,000 calories a day?
I'd be aiming for it. Yeah, I thought that was normal.
I thought it was actually 2.5 or something.
Well, if you can get the best part of 1,000 into one drink, surely 4,000 eating isn't what? What?
I'll check it out.
There.
Yeah.
Somebody saying 2,500 for men and 2,000 for women is the.
He said
2,500. Rough guideline.
2,000 for men and 2,500 for women. He said. So that can't be right.
That's the other way around.
Ah, yeah.
No, that that's can't be around. Right. Jeez, are you joking? I wouldn't even get through me breakfast. 2,500.
4,000 calories. Who are you?
He has to fit in. What's it called? That coffee.
Well, I have to fit in me feckin' praline hazelnut cream latte with semi-skim milk. With
1,000 memories. Yeah, Chris Rea driving home for Christmas, one of PJ's festive favourites here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 8:22. A couple of people remembered that you did kind of have a bit of an issue with that particular Christmas tune.
I don't like this one now. This is it feels like you're plotting against me now, I'll be honest with you, because of all the Christmas songs in the world... Some of them are even jovial to an old screwball like me, but this is pure poison.
There you go.
Isn't it?
Driving home for Christmas.
Driving home for Christmas.
8:22. Listen, somebody has just pointed out that you're eating like a sumo wrestler.
I didn't know that I was.
Well, in fairness,
I feel like
you're mad active. As I say, you're in the gym lifting cars most days.
I have never lifted a car.
Walking around and doing all sorts of things.
I've never lifted a car.
You're nearly like Mike. Your poor dogs are, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're
fed up with you now at this stage. You have the legs walked off them.
It's only once have I ever looked at them and Wendy's a bit finicky about some of the weather.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And there was a real heavy rain day and I like walking in the rain because there's no one around.
Yeah.
It's perfect for an antisocial little whore. it was coming down really bad one of the days. I let her out and she literally just put two paws out the front and went, nah. Walk back into the gap.
And that was the end of that.
She wouldn't come. She wasn't into it.
Oh, wow.
The other halfway was perfect. We had a great time, the two of us.
Also, can we give a shout out to Georgie, who's normally in Canberra, but she says, morning, guys. You're making my stay in hospital bearable. Keeping the great tunes coming because it's breakfast time here and I'm nil by mouth since Thursday.
Oh, for God's sake. Thursday.
God, that's positive starvation.
Are you in hospital as a patient or are you on a protest outside? That's unbelievable. Since Thursday.
Yeah. I'd say you talking about Christmas coffees must have made her feel absolutely great.
Can you have one of these super
praline? It's nil by mouth, PJ.
including a drink.
Nil.
How does the fact is she still alive then? Since Thursday, it's Tuesday.
Maybe it's water or something.
Not even a drop of water.
Maybe it's maybe she's on a drip, and it won't have spiced latte something or other in it.
I'd be sending out for a praline hazelnut. Saw latte with cream now if I was you.
Queen, I want to break free. I just said that.
Yeah.
Anyway, 20 to 9, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Thanks for hanging out with us. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, of course, especially if you fancy having a go at the breakfast table quiz, that's a big prize. VIP glamping package for four at the Forever Young Festival for 2020. That's next summer. We're going to announce the lineup for that on Friday when we hand out the prize. So that'll be pretty cool. Looking forward to finding out who's on it, because it was fantastic this summer.
Tim Wilde, Jimmy Somerville.
Human League.
Yeah.
Tyler was there.
Yeah, it was great.
It's all sorts.
The business.
Brilliant. Anyway, listen, a couple of people to say hello to. Can you wish Ross Brown a speedy recovery? He had a fall at swimming.
Oh, no.
And had to stay in hospital.
Oh, no.
And Ross was the lad who was on the show 2 weeks ago talking to the head elf.
Oh, that's right. Of course he was.
So get God well soon.
Get well soon. Yeah. I hope you're 100% for Christmas. You will be.
Absolutely. Lives in Stepaside, and his mom and dad and brother Dylan want to wish him a speedy recovery. Also, morning PJ and Jim, can you say a big happy birthday to Luke Madden and his brother Daniel and his mam Roisin? We listen every morning on the way to school and work. Always competitive over the quiz.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, and happy Christmas.
You're not the only ones. Happy Christmas to you, too. As much as I hate saying it, you sound like a lovely bunch, so I want to say it.
Well done, PJ. It's good to see you kind of moving on.
Getting over myself. Someone told me, get over yourself. That's what I was told yesterday by someone.
Really?
Yeah, get over yourself.
Who said that to you now?
I was chatting away to one of the lads who were getting onto the lifeboat, and I was there. I was giving them the speech, you know.
Yeah.
Hanging out with people, you've been avoiding eating food you'd never eat, listening to some music you'd never listen to. Get over yourself. That says it. That puts you in your
so
place.
That's the secret, is it? So
get over yourself. Yeah. So I'm trying to say it to myself, but it's hard.
Mike and myself need to just stand up to you more. Is that it? Do you need a stern hand?
No, that's not a good idea. Not from you two. No. I don't think. I think a stern hand from you two wouldn't be good.
She wouldn't take it seriously anyway. When have you ever listened to a single thing I've ever said to you?
I don't know. I try. You
that's
know?
Your way. I don't know means never, Jim. But I'm not going to ever admit that.
It means I'm not even sure what the last sentence was. Grant.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't actually know what I've said, so you couldn't tell whether you've ever listened to me or not.
I don't know.
See what I mean? I mean, how would I be in a position to give you, say, worldly advice or something? If you never listen to a word I say.
I don't know. You did it again. What are we talking about?
Here, you can listen to this, right? Because a few people have actually kind of been complimenting you on your life hack about clearing the windscreens. Because it was bitterly cold this morning. It was -3.5 or something when I was driving
where
down.
You live. Yeah. Oh, jeepers. Yeah, so they're shoveling. They're still sending the Russian criminals out to work where you live. Shovel salt for the whole winter.
See this? This is what I come back to. This is the kind of welcome back home. Welcome
Jim comes
home,
out, there's a Siberian chain gang outside the house. He's there. Can you move out of the way, please?
Anyway, and I started off this by saying people were complimenting you, and this is what I get back. See what I have to deal with on a regular basis. It's extraordinary. Anyway, people complimenting you on your life hack about using the plastic bag with the hot water. Now, obviously, Mike wasn't complimenting you.
Yeah.
He was very dismissive. But there was a lot of people, including one man who was a little bit frustrated because his missus was laughing at him, and he went and did it, and he was all set to go, and then there was no ice in his car, and he was disgusted.
Oh, that, yeah.
He didn't get to prove the point. So that was a bit of a drawback.
That's what happens when you live somewhere normal.
But also, there's a wonderful text in relation to Mike, because, you know, Mike dismissed your suggestion of the life hack, the hot water in the plastic bag, and said, sure, what does he need it for? He's got a de-icer spray.
Yeah.
Right, well, wait till you hear this. Are you listening to this?
I am listening to this.
Yeah, listen to this now, you.
Don't use the de-ice spray. It runs off the car, onto the footpath, into a puddle, and if a dog drinks it,
They get very sick, says Derek.
Once again, proof that Mike Hogan hates animals.
Hold on a second, lad.
It's a bit of a stretch.
Would you not agree that that's a slight bit of a stretch?
No, I think that it's fair to say.
Oh, my God. Mike Hogan, dog killer.
Dog killer. Selfish Mike Hogan.
So it went from de-icing my car to get to work to killing dogs?
Yeah, that's how much you care about David Barb, yeah? All you had to do was get a Ziploc bag and run the hot tap for
I don't have
minutes.
Sandwich bags.
Derek might be somebody who's a bit... He might be prone to extremism.
I think so, yeah. I think so.
I'm with you, Derek.
He's scoffing at it as well.
I am not. Anything that's against you two this morning, I am on it.
Unbelievable. Anyway, breakfast table quiz on the way.
The breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next dog gets the award. It's the breakfast table quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie.
Right, this week we're giving away a VIP glamping package for four to the Forever Young Festival, which is back for 2020. It was absolutely incredible this summer. They're going to repeat it all again at Palmerstown House Estate in Naas from the 10th till the 12th of July next year, 2020. Well worth being there. VIP glamping package for four is our prize. And of course, we get the opportunity to tell you the lineup this coming Friday. So when we're handing out the prize, we'll be telling you just how good you're going to witness, sir, who you're going to witness on the festival itself.
And you'll have the very first of the VIP tickets, of any of the tickets, really, in your possession as it goes. So
by the way, the tickets for us are actually officially going on sale this Friday, 6th of December at 9 a.m. So you can check out foreveryoungfestival.ie. But as I say, make sure you're with us Friday to find out the lineup.
Now, we've a beatable score of 7 to get to today. So 8 or more puts you into the lead. And Trish in Cork is going to be the one to try and do it. How are you getting on, Trish?
Good morning, lads. How are you?
Very well, Trish. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Glad to hear it.
Bit nervous, but sure, we'll give it a go anyway.
Big deep breath, Trish. Nothing to fear here. We've got a beatable score. We're on your side. We're going to do our best for you now.
Okay,
This into your Christmas stocking for you.
Right.
Would be great.
It would be great. Trish, 60 seconds to do it. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Best of luck. Here we go.
According to the proverb, laughter is the best what?
Medicine.
A train that runs on a single rail is known as what?
Monorail?
Yeah. Does China share its border with more or less than 10 countries?
More.
How many Chuckle Brothers made up the TV show?
Two.
Which city is the centre of the Italian fashion industry?
Milan.
Which American band released the hit album Automatic for the People?
R.E.M.
Zurich is the largest city in what country?
Switzerland.
In the USA, on what day of the week is Thanksgiving celebrated?
Thursday.
Cork is obtained from the species of what tree?
Beach.
It's oak. Which rock group had a hit with Somebody to Love?
Queen.
A volcanologist is someone that studies what?
Birds.
It's volcanoes. What animal was the villain in Little Red Riding Hood?
Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah, on the Brazilian flag, what colour is the diamond?
Blue.
It's yellow. Which animal do people normally count when they're trying to fall asleep?
Sheep.
That's it. I was going to try and sneak another one in, but I never got there. Yeah, I think no. I'd be pretty confident you did well there.
Absolutely, oh, absolutely. There was a few wrong along the way, but you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
11, that's a great score.
Nice.
Well done, Trish, you're flying ahead.
Yeah, you absolutely jumped to the top of the leaderboard with that.
Lovely.
Trish, well done you. Listen, if nobody tops that score, you'll be enjoying Forever Young Festival in VIP glamping style. Well done.
Brilliant. I'll keep my fingers crossed then, guys.
Absolutely. Trish, have a good day.
I do too, guys. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.